If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
It's the Nintendo PowerCast bonus episode, and we're going to be talking about all about LEGO Star Wars Crawler. What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you. And just look at this.
Oh, wait. Let's get you full screen here. Let's show that beautiful special edition.
And then it slides up.
Oh, and his helmet comes off. That's so sweet. If you guys are only listening to the audio, he's got the special edition Star Wars LEGO, and the plastic sleeve pulls Vader's helmet off. So looks very cool.
And I haven't built it yet.
Oh, it comes with some Legos to make.
Yeah, blue milk mustache, Luke.
Amazing! Oh my gosh, that is hilarious! Well. Real quick, remember to jump in the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. There is a link in the description. There's a bunch of links in the description, so make sure to check them all out. We do have a Smash tournament happening the end of April, so make sure to sign up for that at n64josh.com/smash. And show up for the Mario Kart tournaments, because they have been crazy. Now, I say tournament, it's just how we race with a lot of people. They start at 4 p.m. Pacific on TikTok, and then we move over at 5 p.m. Pacific to Twitch and YouTube. So jump in and race with us. Even if you're not on the platform, if you just want to race with other people, we've got some people jumping into Discord and using voice and just making friends and stuff. So it's a super good time. And sometimes it's sweaty and I get shot with a lot of red shells, you know,
yep.
Like a lot of red shells. And then everybody laughs and they're like, this is the way. And I'm like, yep.
and we'll tease something that Josh and I just started working on this week. If you are wanting to get better at like how you race Mario Kart, we're working on course by course, how to race, optimal lines, shortcuts, all sorts of stuff. We're kind of still dialing in how long we want those videos to be and what we're going to be covering in those content in each of those videos. So, if you have ideas or what you would like to see when it comes to racing each Mario Kart track, let us know and look for those videos to be coming out soon.
Yeah. And on TikTok and the short form content, I'm working on some basically you might've missed this in Mario Kart kind of thing, where maybe you didn't notice this or didn't notice that. So there's a lot of Mario Kart content on its way. We're just having a good time. We're playing some Nintendo games, and we played some Lego Star Wars. So I've played through. You guys are going to see my gameplay right here. If you're watching, you're only going to see the first level here. So nothing too spoilery. In fact, if you've played Lego Star Wars before, you've pretty much done this. Although I will say there are some major improvements. Now, this is Switch gameplay that you're seeing, and I'll just start off right off the bat by saying, yeah, I can tell this is not on an Xbox, you know, in some cases with certain games, you're like, hey, this is, and I honestly anticipated this to be one that I'm like, you know, it's probably going to be fine. It's a little bit muddy. It is a little bit muddy. Load times aren't horrific. I wouldn't say they're noticeable, but not horrific. So that's kind of the negatives. Any negatives for you right off the bat?
I mean, I planned on this being kind of subpar when it came to the graphics department. So, I mean, it helped that there were different pre-order bonuses at different places, but I have the Xbox version coming on Friday. So I have a handheld version. I have the Xbox version coming. The nice thing about the Xbox version is I think that disc will work on all my Xboxes. I think it's Xbox One, Xbox Series, and it doesn't matter. That is kind of the nice thing about Xbox. Getting that version, but it is beautiful what they have built, so I'm excited to see it in all of its glory. But if you're looking for a fun, comical Star Wars story that, like, honestly, it's not the worst load times I've seen from a Lego game. Like, Lego
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lego Movie 2, the game or whatever, it has like horrific load. Like, you can go make a sandwich and come back and wait in between the different biome worlds that you're traveling between. So this isn't that bad. There's definitely areas to kind of walk around and explore, and then there's story beats that you can go initiate so you keep continuing the story. And there's great comedy and just funny Lego stuff all built in. It's great.
Let's camp on that for a second. Literally laughed out loud in multiple times. Like I don't know how far we'll get into this video because we're gonna keep this short and sweet. But you get to a point where you start.
Did you opening... hit the stormtroopers in the shower?
Yes, stormtroopers in the showers. Not only showers, three of them are chilling in a hot tub, and they're like they use a Star Wars quote. I can't remember it off the top of my head now, but there's like we don't serve your kind here. They said
yeah,
like
yeah, because they were droids. It was C-3PO and R2-D2 walking through to get to the escape pod. And yeah, it's we don't serve your kind here. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
And then yeah, one guy's in the shower by himself with just his helmet and undies, and he's like occupied.
One dude's listening to the Imperial March on headphones.
Yes, yeah. He's walking through. He's got the Imperial March on his headphones. We just saw a guy in his Republic PJs, you know. So like there is so much just funny stuff. Of course, I have to invert my controls because that's how I roll, but I mean even the shooting game mechanic right off the bat, like I was like, This is playing like a third person shooter. It's not super, super accurate, right? Like the stick feels like it just wants to like flop around a little bit. Like I'm like, where's motion controls? I'm used to Splatoon, you know, but overall, I mean, if I've been playing Lego games since they launched, right? The very first ones. And it was set cameras and you just had to traverse through the levels. These are full on. You can move the camera around, third person adventure.
You hit hub areas as well, and you can just go freely explore. You can come back, I think, later on in free mode with different minifigs that you unlock as characters to play as. I saw a funny thing on Twitter today that's like, they brought in to free play in like to Naboo's Theed. It was young Anakin and Darth Vader. And the two of them can talk to each other. And young Anakin's like, that's a cool suit. Where do I get it? And Darth Vader's like, patience, young one, or something like that.
That's a little dark. But even this, I mean, I know you guys are just listening, or some of you are just listening, not seeing the footage. I mean, I do recommend heading over to YouTube and checking it out. But like, there's the guy, there's the PJs, the Republic PJs, right? Like, or the Rebel PJs. And when you shoot the stormtroopers, their helmets come flying off, right? You get to see their faces underneath. Like, even Leia's, just the way her dress moves, like it's pretty impressive. Honestly, again, the textures aren't like perfect. The game is a little bit muddy when it comes to Switch, but, not deal breaker by any means. Like not a deal breaker by any means. And we did fire it up on the OLED to see.
We both did OLED right here before we recorded, and it looks a little bit better. OLED makes everything look a little bit better.
That's true. Yeah, it does kind of cover a multitude of sins, it seems like. So, but even like, you're gonna notice right here, I shoot this guy in the foot and he grabs his foot Like,
and then he cursed you with his fist.
So there's so much life in this game, right? And it's like, after things like the Lego movie and stuff like that, that thing went flying around and just blew me up. But after things like the Lego movie, everything, like, they just lean into it that much more. And it's fantastic. Like, the humor, like, I was like, I don't know. Am I going to, there's a steelbook for this game. That was my biggest reason for getting this. Mm-hmm. Now that I've picked it up and played it, I'm like, oh man, like, I'm probably going to take the Switch to bed tonight and play a little bit more before I pass
out. And most people love Star Wars more so maybe than they love Lego. And this is a pretty good faith. Like, there's tongue in cheek stuff that they do, like R2-D2 and C-3PO's escape pod out of the very beginning scene becomes like a washing machine. So, I mean, they take some liberty and have some fun with it, but it's great fun just playing through the Star Wars stories.
It really is. And there was even did you get stumped at all with the puzzle with
the rotating one with
Akbar? Like, I just didn't see that I could grab his...
Oh, that you could grab it and pull it?
Yeah, so I was looking all around. One, I was trying to figure out where to jump. And so I was like... And then, you know, then I saw, like, I started, like, going and checking out other rooms and stuff. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, here it is. The little sparklies on the ground mean I can grab this thing. So, but, I mean, the other thing is, if you're into collect-a-thon stuff, there is so many like secrets and things to collect and
reasons to come back and play. And yeah,
because like you like right here, you're given a choice to which way you want to go. You can go one way or the other. And so I
did both. I built it. I put out the fire and then I destroyed it. And then I built the turret and it leads the same path. So it's all good.
For sure. Yeah. So, and I didn't even try to shoot the turret after I was like, I want to get through this as far as just to be able to talk about as much as possible. So, I don't know. I was playing this with a smile on my face, like literally laughing. You know, we just did this episode, the NPC in the morning with Hate Zero talking about, introducing your kids to games. Like, did Will get a chance to see this? Will
he saw it sitting in the car when I picked it up the other day. So I mean, he's excited to play it. So I'll definitely give him a shot playing it. And I think it's something you can play co-op, right?
It is 2-player co-op. Yes. Yeah. 2-player co-op. No online or anything like that. But I mean, even like I'm on a turret right now. You know, playing as Leia. If you guys are just listening and can't see, and it's just there are the cliche gaming moments. But doing them in Lego where there's parts flying everywhere and like and not only Lego, but Star Wars as well. It just works. Like, it works well. And right now I'm shooting this thing going, well, you got to be an Imperial to get this thing to open. Right. So you come back later in free play and then some of that stuff will work. So tons to explore. Relatively solid controls. I wish they were just a little tighter, but I mean, again, it's a minor complaint. So.
I'm excited to fly this in the game, though. I got the Lego Razor Crest sitting here in front of me, and it's like the renders of some of the actual Lego sets that they have in the game is pretty cool.
Well, honestly, it's one of the things that like when I see Lego Star Wars, I'm like, cool. It's a great kid game. I don't really have kids that are going to be interested in playing this. But when I saw the flying, it reminded me of Rogue Squadron. And I was like, oh, they got me. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most is jumping into flying.
I was watching Shroud play it today. And there are points where you hit, like, do you remember? I guess they did this in Rogue Squadron too, but like where you hit the boss fight in Star Fox and it becomes free range.
Yep.
And yeah, so there's the flying sections in this once you get to a certain areas become the whole free fly areas. And so it's less on rails and I'm excited about, yeah. Cause it looks great and it looks like it plays great. We both, I don't think either of us have gotten to a flying section yet, but
no. And even that part where I was just that Leia is leaning around the corner. Like that's so true to the movie. right? How she was shooting in the movie, the little bit we see her with a gun. And here's where I was like, I don't know what to do with this thing. I just wasn't seeing the blue on the ground right away. Listening to him talk, I'm like, it was clear that something went there, but like, I'm like, am I going to shoot something and build? You never know with Lego games. It's like, do I need to blow stuff up so that I can put it all back together? Like, what's yep. There's not many puzzles, but that's usually kind of the gist of it. So, anyway, overall preview. We'll play this game some more and maybe even come back and do a second video that's like a full on review. But so far, I'm saying this is a definite pickup.
Yeah, if you like Star Wars, if you like Lego. If you want a great game to play with your family, your kids, or just for you, I mean, there's no harm in playing a kid's game. We all played Kirby, right?
Yep. some of us 100%ed it. Some of us didn't, you know. So.
Yep.
Crawler's just shaking his head. You guys can't see it from there. So, hey, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you guys. We will see you tomorrow for the full episode. Come hang out. Like I said. TikTok at 4 p.m. Pacific. We're doing Nintendo PowerCast live at 9 p.m. Pacific. If you guys want to come see that and lots more bonus episodes on the way. I do want to hear from you guys and I want to know what you guys thought of Big Will because Big Will just went out. So that's Crawler's son. So helping us review Mario Kart. So thanks so much for listening and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.